shoved in there. Some of them did, which at least.
Well, put your hats on top.
You could pull up your clothes and lay them in there on them shelves. A lot of them made that.
Yeah, but you hung them up.
Most of them hung them up.
Was that kind of like a shiffer robe, or was it a shiffer robe? Mm-hmm.
And you, there was a shelf up top where you put your hat. You used to wear hats, you know. And then this had the, there was a rod across there to put your hangers on to hang your clothes up in.
People now don't wear hats like they did when I was coming.
I remember even when I was a boy growing up, my daddy always, my granddaddy, all of them wore hats. My granddaddy still does wear.
Well, Richmond does
all the time.
I never seen him out very much without it. When he works out in the yard, he'll wear a cap.
I just don't feel right to get out without my hat on.
You feel like you're not.
When he goes to church, he'll take his hat and sometimes he forgets it.
Sometimes I forget to leave my hat in the Sunday school room.
What church you go to?
Son of a Baptist church up here. Mm-hmm. Preacher, Haney.
Sandiford.
Haney Sandiford.
Haney Sandiford.
Wait, is that in Centerville?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Baptist church.
You live right across the street from the courthouse.
Oh, and the church is right there.
Well, just a little bit beyond.
And then the Methodist church is right next to it.
Let's see. Oh, we were talking about that house that you grew up in. Did you have a little closet off the kitchen there where you could store canned foods and things like that?
Did you have a pantry lot? Did you have a pantry?
Yeah.
Most of them did.
No, you took canned foods on there.
Did they have did y'all ever have anything like a pie safe or anything like that?
Used to have a safe. Cupboard like. It wasn't a cupboard.
A lot of people called them cupboards.
They used to have a cupboard to put the stuff they had left over. I don't see how they kept it though.
Was a safe and a cupboard a little different?
I don't remember about
it. Yeah, it's a little different.
Thank you, Lord.
And you used to have to put your milk in jugs in the spring branch, to keep it cool. I'll have your little
now
box.
You could buy ice in Tuscaloosa and bring it out in hometown blocks.
I guess it's very hot, it melt by.
Yeah,
it melt by.
And
they had had them what we used to call corn sack. It's like corn sack, and it had sawdust in there all around that ice.
We'd have a place built down in the spring branch, you know, a box like, and set our milk down in there, and it'd stay
it'd
cold.
It'd cold all the time. Man.
You'd have cold milk.
Spring water was.
Oh. Yeah. Those little corn sacks, what were they made out of? Was that kind of rough stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was that kind of like a croaker sack?
Yeah, that's what it's called. Thing. Mm-hmm. We carried corn to a grist mill and had a grounding meal, you know, water meal. So man, dogs used to run a water mill.
Yeah,
you
had your corn ground there.
You
had to kill
your corn and carry it and have it ground and run the meal. You'd take out so much of that corn for
a toll. That's for paying for being ground.
Would feed, what kind of sack would the things like feed come in? Would that come in a big?
That'd come in a croaker sack, wouldn't it? Feed.
These it did. We had to buy flour. You had to buy your flour then and make your own biscuits, you know. And it's them flour, that flour, a lot of it come in barrels, 100-pound barrels.
Is it my big barrel of
flour? Mm-hmm. Barrel of flour. You get coffee come in sacks like them sacks we just talking about.
Croaker sack?
Mm-hmm. You had to parch it and grind it. They just come in just like